Shivasar B'Tammuz means that there are 3 weeks left this month, 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av. I wanted to use the first chizuk in this new daily chizuk project to encourage your last push to accomplish something in the time that's left. Maratanis Chavtes tells us that one of the events commemorated on Tisha B'Av is the story of the Meraglim. The Meraglim returned, they tell Am Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, they give a negative report. The pasuk tells us, Vayahas Kalev. Kalev quieted them down, says, Vashem wants us to do what we can. Immediately, the other Meraglim contradict him. The nation listens to them, they cry out, they complain, causing them to be punished. Only Kalev and Yeshua will survive in Eretz Yisrael. What the pasuk tells us about it only mentions Kalev. Avdi Kalev Ekev Hayitaru Chacherimo. Why isn't Yeshua mentioned? There are many answers, but I'd like to draw your attention to the answer of the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, Avdi Kalev Hizkiro Levado Bavor Vayahas. Because Kalev quieted them down, he has merit. How long did they stay quiet for? One pasuk? Couldn't have been more than a few moments before the Meraglim realized he was convincing some people and immediately tried to convince them otherwise successfully. Ibn Ezra is saying even a momentary fleeting success is worthy of reward. I once read an idea that this Ibn Ezra is consistent with another Ibn Ezra in Shemot. Shem tells Am Yisrael he's going to harden Parat's heart and cause them to chase after Am Yisrael. That way, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki'ani Hashem. That way, Mitzrayim will know I'm the one true God. A few psukim later, Mitzrayim follows them into the sea. They all drown, or all but one drown. What good did it do that Hashem made them know ki'ani Hashem? They died a minute later. Says the Ibn Ezra, in those moments right before they died, they knew. From this, Ibn Ezra, we can learn a very important lesson. Even for one moment, our positive acts are worth it. They're an accomplishment to be celebrated. Sometimes, when we struggle with our learning, sing will never be the Gadol Ador, the Rosh Yeshiva, doesn't seem to come easy as to others. We might despair. What's the point? I'll never remember anyway. I learned one thing, and as soon as I learn a second thing, I forget the first thing. There are many reasons we should be learning, so there are many answers to that question. From this Ibn Ezra, we get one answer. Even a momentary success, a momentary mitzvah is worth it. I wish you all a very successful last learning push until the end of this month.